Greetings, user defenders. My name is Jason Ogle, and I am your host. I just wanted to start off with this episode. It's not really an episode. It's more of an introduction about what this show is going to be about and a little bit about myself, too. So let me start there. My name is Jason Ogle, as I said. I am a UX designer, and I've been working on the web since 1996. I fell in love with the web through a service called America Online. And those of you back in the day remember that. Basically, it was the first democratized web online service for folks to get online and discover the interwebs. Loved getting in chat rooms. I couldn't believe that I could hold a conversation with somebody on the other side of the world just by typing and clicking and tapping enter to send my message. It was pretty astounding. And what really blew my mind was whenever I discovered that I could create my own web page using Personal Publisher. So found that tool and started learning HTML. So for some of the early blogs out there, thank you for sharing how to write HTML. That's how I learned. And that was it. I put together my first web page. It was just something about myself, and it had at least three gratuitous animations, animated GIFs on it. But once I hit publish, that's when the magic happened for me. I could not believe that what I had just created, designed, and programmed was now viewable by the entire world with a few keystrokes. That was love for me. And 15 plus years later, I'm still doing what I love, loving what I do. And it's amazing. It's great to get paid to do this. So I know that you are probably in the same boat. Maybe you're just starting out in your career, and you are primarily who I want to reach with this show. I think this show will appeal to all audiences in design and UX design. But I really, my niche in this effort is really to reach you who are really, you know, maybe you've been doing this for a few years, but you still feel like you have a long way to go. And I'll be honest with you, I've been doing this for a while. I feel like I have a long way to go. So I think that, again, I think this is going to appeal to a lot of different folks, but I especially have a heart for folks that are feeling stuck and feeling uninspired and maybe overwhelmed by the amount of technology around us and devices and things we have to constantly be thinking about designing for. So this is especially for you. And that's about me. I want to talk about the show. I kind of started already doing that, but really the mission is to reach folks again that are really wanting to stay inspired and stay hungry and grow and learn from others who have gone before them and are doing great work and inspiring others. So my goal is to showcase those folks in order to inspire and equip you to do the same, to fight for the user. Now, that's a big part of this concept, is fighting for the user. And I love that verse. It could be a verse, it depends on your religion, but for that line in that movie Tron, where he says, "I fight for the users." And that's what inspired this show. I was in my car one day driving to work, and this song by Morgan Page came on called Fight For You. And it just, something clicked. It was an aha moment for me where I realized I needed to do something with this message, with this platform. I needed to build a platform to really bring us together and to really stay inspired in this work. So that was sort of the backstory there. And when I was coming up with kind of where I wanted to go with this, you know, the tagline is inspiring interviews with UX design superheroes. Now, at first, the first thing I was thinking of was, well, it could just be inspiring interviews with successful UX designers. And that's actually what the VO, what the voiceover that says is successful. And then I came up with superheroes after, because I felt like, for one, I felt like it the show needed some sort of hook. It needed some sort of differentiator, because there's a lot of great UX related podcasts out there, and I'm not trying to compete with any of those guys. I actually listen to pretty much all of those myself and have gleaned a lot, but this is not a competition, but this is just a way to differentiate myself and my goals in this with this show. So now the whole superhero thing, I think it's really interesting and it's really relevant, because I mean, superheroes, when you dig into it, they're people. They're people with normal lives, or at least they try to have a normal life. And they have weaknesses. And we go into that too in the interviews of what are your failures. And I think we can all learn from other people's failures. So I think that's a real big part of this message. But not only that, I think the number one goal in that concept is for all of you and all of us to realize that we can all be superheroes. It's really just, how hard do we want to work? How passionate are we to get there? And so, but that's the thing, that there is hope. We can all be those superheroes in our work and be those next folks. Maybe you're going to be on this show because you're going to inspire somebody else in the future, because you grabbed hold of that. You harness those powers that you have, that you realize you had, for the greater good, and you fight for your users. So that's the idea there. And so why a podcast? I believe that there's no greater way to really reach an audience than with audio. I feel like, especially with storytelling, and that's sort of the angle here with this show, is I really want to take each of these superheroes, as I call them, UX designers, and I want to really dig into who they are, what their backstory is, how they got where they are, and how they keep going, how they keep moving forward, what are their habits, and what are their practices that lead to success for them. So that's the idea. That's the goal. And I believe that, again, since we're taking a storytelling approach here, we're trying to be educational, but also have an entertainment kind of aspect to this, and a real authentic sort of conversation. So I feel like the audio is the best way to do that. And as far as frequency goes, my goal is to launch with 3 episodes, and I believe I've done that. This intro I'm recording after the fact, but I have 3 ready to go. I'm just doing some final touches, but the reason I wanted to start with 3 is because I feel like I don't want to just record this intro and then leave you with nothing next. I feel like there's too much room for you to maybe, because there's getting to be a lot of saturation in this medium in podcasting. I don't want you to hear the intro and then kind of forget and walk away, maybe forget that there's other, that what this show is going to be like. So there should be 3 interviews ready to go right after this to really get you into the show. Now, my little disclaimer here, please forgive me. I am just starting doing this. I have no background in broadcasting. I have no background in radio. I actually am an introvert. So doing this and having conversations with people I really look up to a lot is a big step out of my comfort zone. So I appreciate you bearing with me as I sort of, learn the ropes here and get better at this. And I plan to, and I know that the more I do this, the more that I will get better at this. But I feel like even out the gate, I'm really proud of the content and the conversations that have come out of this. So I'm very excited to share this show with you. So with the frequency, back to that, my goal is to have a new show every week. So I even though I know that's going to be a big challenge, and even taking this project on has been a really huge, much larger undertaking than I ever thought it would be. There's so many details that go into this, and this really is a one-man show right now. I don't have any resources or assets to hire people in to help with this yet, but I believe that eventually we'll get there. But thankfully, having a leg up with a few episodes is going to help me to stay ahead and to keep on that frequency of weekly podcast. So definitely please subscribe in iTunes or Overcast or Stitcher, or whatever you have. Definitely subscribe so you'll automatically get new episodes as they're released in the coming weeks. Just in closing, I wanted to also put out there that there's a social media presence on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot, probably the most. So if I would love to connect with you and start a conversation with you there. I'd love to hear your feedback, input, and love it if you share the show, if you really like it out there on social media. It's at User Defenders. Also, there's a website. I'm really trying to work that out as well and throw that together really quick here. But the website is userdefenders.com. And there's going to be an email list as well. And that is really, I'd love for you to get on that email list. If you haven't already, for the launch notification, get on that list, because every week I plan to send an email out to announce the next guest and sort of the premise of the show and what we're talking about. And also another really neat part of this, what has happened with this show, is that I've been able to bring in some of my really talented friends to help me with a few things. Like, for example, and I want to give a quick shout out before I wrap up here. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Wyman Gentry. He did the music it's just awesome what he did for the show music. And then I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Caesar Lemus, who's an incredible storyboard artist. This guy works in Hollywood, and he's helping me out with drawing caricatures of each of my guests that come on the show, because it is superhero themed, and he is an incredible artist at drawing comic characters, and he does it in his sleep. So I'm so thrilled that he's been willing to continue. He's already drawn, I think, 5 of these for my show, but he's going to continue doing that, and I just am so appreciative. And I got an incredible voiceover from Glenn Hobbs, the voice of First Look, in the movies. So, which is where I work. So I was able to coax him into doing the voiceover, and he just has an awesome, awesome voice. So those are 3 people that have helped me just out of the goodness of their hearts, and I'm so grateful. Anyway, I'll put some information in the show notes as well if you want to connect with these wonderful people who have helped me. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this introduction. I cannot wait to share these shows with you. It's definitely a labor of love. I believe you're going to really enjoy the interviews, enjoy these people, these superheroes. And remember, we can all be superheroes, and that's what this is about. To continue to inspire you in your work. Please let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Please let me know on Twitter or drop an email, userdefenders@gmail.com, for anything. I'd love to talk to you. Thank you again. And until next time, fight on, my friends.